This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Wake up in the morning, love. And the sunlight hurts my eyes. And something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you. And the world's all right with me.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. If you want to be a part of the program, winning streak text line, 855-282-8255. Maryville University listener line, 855-282-8255. Martin Kilcoyne joins us now. Martin?
Good to be with you guys. I've got a TV show that I think, a new show, new series. I have not heard you mention it. I think this could appeal to the panel here. Okay, what does Plowsy love more than anything?
Pot.
Illinois.
Correct. No, pot. Okay? So this has got a very marijuana theme.
I've probably already seen it.
What does Frank love? All right, more than food and sex. I mean, get a nymphomaniac.
Food was my first guess.
if he could find a nymphomaniac that made milkshakes.
I wish you would say the Lord, but okay.
Do you love a third thing? I don't know. What.
Under 6 foot white point guards.
Rick Pitino? No.
Okay.
Ernie DiGregorio?
What does Frank love the most?
Larry Bird?
855-282.
Reggie Jackson?
No, you like a good series that involves murder.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Serial killers.
Sorry. It doesn't
Dexter?
It doesn't have sex or food. I apologize, okay? It's called Murder Mountain, and it's about this area in California. I'd never heard of this before. It's on Netflix, and it is the pot-growing capital of the U.S. It's in the Redwoods. It's north of San Francisco, way north, towards Oregon, and it's an old hippie community, and apparently for years. Now, it started out as just a bunch of hippies growing pot, and in the last 20, 30 years, it's become this underground world, and they basically, and you see it in the video, the cops are more or less afraid to go up there. These guys on ATVs are riding around with shotguns, and they'll stop the cops and say, where are you going? They more or less run it, and they said it's leading the country in missing people because the cops can't keep up with all the...
Oh, wow.
So kids will go up there and say, I'm gonna. What do they call it? They're trimmers, Plowsy. They're trimmers. They clean the pot, trim it up, and make decent money.
But dream job.
There's a lot of bad people involved. So it starts with a dad in San Diego. His son went up there and said, I'm going to work in Humboldt County, get a bunch of money, and come back and start a business. He said, don't do it. Kid goes missing. And basically, the lawlessness of the mountain, they have their own level of justice. And the cops just stay out of it. It's unbelievable. So murder, mystery, a lot of marijuana, Plowsy. A lot of guys who are stoners who are like talking about their great bud, but it's not lighthearted at all. It's very serious, intense.
I'll be watching that in 2 hours.
Okay.
They're
Murder
great.
Mountain.
Wow.
Look, has anybody seen it? 855-282-8255.
Plowsy Jor Kramer, America's house guest with sketchy means of support, scoring hot children of elite attorneys.
No denial on his
part.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? Hanging at the Bomberino. Frank and I have been to the Bomberino Club. Look at this guy over here.
Yeah, look at that.
It's beautiful. It's
was
so
the food
spacious.
Really good? Did you have food in
it
there?
Was actually quite good. The dessert. Oh, they had
the
little
dessert tray?
Mini eclairs and a nice little berry crumb cake. Oh, my.
How is it
you
possible?
Don't even, you don't even care if the power play sucks.
Right.
You're like, God, I'm having crumb cake.
I'm
Plowsy's
watching the end of the OT. Game.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
How is it possible that on this show, where Bomberino's a sponsor, Plowsy's the one who goes?
I'm a good representative of the station. He knows people. Have 4 points of food. Two smoke breaks.
I tell you, when you walk through there and you see some of those food options now, from like Lion's Choice to
you had High Point there, you
Sugar
got Sugar
Fire,
Fire yep.
High Point. Oh my goodness!
You mean throughout the whole building? Yeah.
Yeah, it's just spectacular.
I think that's the best idea. You can have your typical concession stand with hot dogs and nachos, and then have all these other ones be unique to St. Louis.
Yeah, you're right. Confirmed and I, Gary Bettman, the brisket puts you over the top in making this decision.
All right, let's do 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
I do kind of like the text topic. What does Frank love the most? Plowsy said 6 foot white point guard.
Frank likes throwing back a cold one and hanging out in the hot tub with the honey. Monique's really not a big fan. I'm out there alone 99.9% of the time, reading the sports section with the dogs outside and watching TV.
I think she'll like Murder Mountain. Because right. I do. I mean, I'm serious. Because you want to find something that she'll watch with you. If is Dom still home on break?
Yes,
he might. And it doesn't glamorize the pot life. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, it's a pretty. It's a really dark underworld up there. And it started. That's the weird thing. Is it started with the hippies and peace and love, and they built their barns wow. naked. They've got all these old photos and videos of them. Like it's almost a nudist nice. Colony building their farms, and then it turns into this whole crazy underworld. All right, you are Urban Meyer, Frank. Percentage, your gut that you will coach again. What do you think, Urban?
I'd say, honestly, if I'm on a lie detector, I'd say about 70% I will coach again.
And you're Urban's wife, and you'll...
Say 100% no.
No, but you'll get tired of him being around. Don't you think he's at home, like, rearranging the salt and pepper shake? Like, a coach is always, like, detail... Yeah, you drive a wife crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
He was home all day.
Brian brought up the great point. I mean, if there really actually is interest in Brian Kelly at Tampa Bay, the Notre Dame job is the job. It's just probably a little too soon because you probably want to – it looks really bad if you retire. I'm done. And then all of a sudden, a month later, I'm at Notre Dame.
Like, well, this is the only job that I would unretire for.
Did you see the stat, by the way? He's like 44-14 against ranked opponents.
He's really good.
I've had Barry Odom and Gary Pinkel against ranked opponents over the years. Oh. And this guy's 44-14. Unbelievable. Higher than Nick Saban.
No, he's really. Like the Rose, you knew they'd win. I mean, you knew. Yeah. I mean, his record is. We've done it before where you read from Bowling Green to Utah to Florida. You just read the years. It's disgusting. I mean, it's that good. All right, Frank, is this the best description of what happened at the Liberty Bowl? And it was Jeff Gordon who wrote an online column. He simply said. It was a bad look for a program striving to reestablish relevance. I think that sums it up well.
Yeah.
A bad look for a program striving to reestablish relevance.
Because so many of us, so many people, period, were kind of like on the fence, but kind of almost over the fence. Hey, they've done it. And then, boom, we're back on the fence.
It was a very... I understand Dave Matter's point that it's not as crushing a defeat as Kentucky or a conference game during the season. But it just felt like a very Mizzou end, didn't it?
Yeah.
Of all people, the kid who has been in the crosshairs, who's done so much for the program, who maybe doesn't have a lot of signature wins, that's fair. But I felt so bad. I would have rather Roundtree got stuffed or had a fumbled snap, anything but Drew Lock.
Yeah.
In his hands, running wide. I just felt terrible that it ended with
him.
It
does sum up Mizzou athletics in a sense. It's almost like, remember like... The UCLA game with Tyus Edney, what we forget is that Mizzou played this magnificent game against one of the great teams in America loaded with NBA players. But all we remember is that Tyus Edney moment. But it's like a lot of people are forgetting Locke, 23-38, 373, and three touchdowns should have been five. And then it ends like that. That's all you think about.
Brutal. All right, number three, the helmets. I have to say it's mixed reviews. Because as soon as I made fun of it on Twitter, a lot of people snapped back and said, are you kidding me? This is the best we've looked in years. It's a throwback to the 60s. And I'm like, yeah, I'd throw it back. I don't care if it was an old look of theirs. I thought it was cartoonish and terrible. But I have to say, it was about 55-45 positive from what I could tell.
Positive of the helmets.
Yeah. Back in Plaza, like you liked it?
I loved them.
It didn't feel like a cartoon to you? Or...
Look at the tiger that they normally have on there with right. the hockey stick coming out of the nose, with the mullet.
Not a fan of that. Looks like Mike Gundy.
I mean, you have people that are making millions of dollars creating these things, and that's what you come up with. So I like the cartoon tiger. You could man it up a little bit more, so I was with you on the cartoony. In comparison to others, I would take that one.
I'm amazed that it was 55-45 in favor. I got the impression there was a more against, but...
Yeah,
you had a scientific poll
on
Twitter.
Well, no, I didn't. We probably need to get Brendan Schaefer to actually do it. That was my read on the feedback. It was more positive than negative from people that were responding to me. All right, number four or whatever it is for Frank. What is your playoff, lap 10, what is your playoff percentage for the Blues? I'm guessing it's probably like 4 or 5 if you look at the stats.
Oh,
do you have a higher number than that?
Yeah, I do. I'd say 15, yeah.
It's 7.5%.
7.5 is the actual number. Now, they do have a lot of games in hand.
And everybody's healthy and Jake Allen's pretty good. But 15% is still pretty low. I mean,
right. Isn't that crazy? You say 15% and you're a homer.
Yeah.
15%.
6-2 Frank.
15. Oh, well, by the way, Strick will be here at noon.
He'll be over the phone.
Oh, he's probably at the rink.
Yes.
So he'll offer up Lou's excuses via the phone line.
Yeah.
I don't know what, I don't even know what to ask Strick, to be honest with you.
I don't know what to ask the Blues, but I'm going to go there at 12 myself. Just, I don't know. Fill in time.
There you go. That's the essence of sports right there. Fill in time.
I mean, we're supposed to like at these editorial meetings at 9:30 and 2:30.
New Year's resolution for Frank. Just tell the truth. We're just filling time today.
Yeah, 9:30 and 2:30 with the staff, so we kind of rationalize how much time we get. And they're all when I start mentioning the Blues and why we need extra time, they all just kind of.
Yeah. Well, maybe we don't need extra time. Just don't cut us today.
Yeah.
Hey, we got the Caps coming to town, right?
Right.
Are we at the point now where you're going to see games because they're playing Crosby and the Penguins? Or
yes. And you know what? I regret not going down there for the skate. I went down the day before, but the day of skate with the Rangers because Kevin Shattenkirk was there, who was one of my all-time favorites. How about you? In terms of an interview, wasn't he great?
Oh, yeah. And I was not at the game New Year's Eve. Plowsy was holding him accountable from the dessert tray. Was there an obvious omission? They said they didn't acknowledge him like they always do on the Jumbotron.
Oh, they didn't do a tribute?
They didn't do a tribute. And the guys at Game Time tweeted out, he played 450-odd games for the Blues. How do you not acknowledge his existence in the building?
I wonder if it could have been this. Coming off a holiday, people weren't working, didn't put it together.
That actually might be it.
Somebody didn't get it done.
Well, he was traded to the Capitals originally.
Right.
Went there. I don't know if he came back as a Washington Capital or not.
No, that was his first game, I think, healthy that he actually played.
I think he missed a game, I think, when they came back.
But with the amount of goals he scored, and he played in an all-star game, he definitely did. I mean, what was that one time we brought back Paul Kariya? Oh, I know he's a good player, but he also was a part of like one of the worst stretches in St. Louis Blues hockey, and they made it seem like it was Brett Hull taking a bow.
Yeah, I mean, he had Walt picking him up. We had video of him arriving at the airport. And he was a great player who didn't have a very notable Blues career.
Shattenkirk was a part of some winning here, too.
He was a better Blues player, I would argue, than Paul Kariya.
You could argue that.
Now, I know we can ask Blues executive Mike Caruso. He's usually in charge of the video tributes. What if he writes back and says, hey, dude, it's the holidays. I'm just going to do a few
I'll
days
come off. Back next year.
It's a Chuck Marlowe approach. Like, it's fine.
Fill in time.
Frank, are you getting extra time? I am. What do you got? Well, I got some Blues. What else? Fill in time. All right, number five. Does it bother you that Kentucky has a better football program than Mizzou? And I think you can say that. They've beaten you four straight. They won their bowl game.
They won 10 games this year. God. Kentucky football.
Isn't that? And I understand. Barry Odom has said they've stuck with Stoops. Would you look at his resume there, the first 3 years.
Oh, yeah. But when he talked about Stoops, it was a double entendre. He was getting 2 points across.
Correct.
Yeah. Like, think about what Kentucky did for Stoops. Now think about me.
Like, these things take time, everybody.
Stoops didn't have a winning year until his fourth season. That was 2016. He went 7-6.
There you go.
This was his first bowl win. He lost his first two, and now he just won the Citrus Bowl.
What did he go those years, by the way?
In 2013, 2-10, 14-15, he went 5-7, 16-7-6, 17-7-6, this year, 10-3. He is 36-39 as Kentucky's head
coach.
You
feel better at all that they won a bowl, that they ended up being pretty good?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit, that they're not that you lost to them, but at least they're not a crap program.
Absolutely, yep.
At least they're not a crap. This has been a good segment. Fill in time, and at least they're not a crap program.
Well, Florida crushing Michigan makes you feel a little better about that.
But you did have the South Carolina shutout against Virginia. That also, I think, takes that resume down just a touch.
The Illinois guy breaking it down, pointing out those SEC losses.
It's not like you at all to disparage Missouri in any way. No offense, Martin, but we're still stinging from your recommendation of a winter's bone.
All right, here's a true story.
He's going to bring up Randy now.
Yeah. No, true story. In trying to explain this to you guys, I left out a key element. Parts of it remind me of a winter's bone, and I decided not to bring that up.
That's why you like it.
No, because I said Frank
really
will never.
Dark, loaded with just nothing but Hoosiers. And
exactly. Just a bunch of just
all right. Well, that's
drug addicts missing teeth. Is that what this is?
What do you remember in Winter's Bone? I'll quote the great movie. I discovered Jennifer
did
Lawrence.
Have a great actress. Yeah,
it was before anybody knew who she was. There's a scene where the bad guy, I think his name was Teardrop, whatever, he gets pulled over by the state trooper. And the state trooper's walking towards the car, and this bad guy just kind of leans out of the car and shows his shotgun. Kind of like if you really want to come up and the cop gets in the car and pulls away. Remember how spooky and eerie it was? That basically out in the woods, they can have their own form of justice and their own law. That's what it reminds me of. These guys kind of have their own form of justice. So I'm not going to compare it completely, Frank, because I want you to check it out. Just give it one episode.
All right, we will. By the way, speaking of that, everybody has said the Clinton affair on A&E is unbelievable television. We actually tried to get it, and I don't think it's up on Charter on Demand yet.
Is it a documentary style, or is it... Because Tom Holly said the other day that Monica Lewinsky...
Stars in it.
So yeah, is it just footage of her and then maybe being interviewed
her
now?
Up to date. Yeah, she's being interviewed
looking
now.
Looking back at what happened. So it's not a... It's not like John Travolta playing the lawyer in OJ. It's an actual
documentary. I thought Frank liked nothing more than getting good and boozed up the first thing in the morning. Sure thing, Frank. It's an energy drink, right? In my car right now.
Officer, I swear, this is a fruit drink over here.
I have a six-pack of those drinks. What are they actually?
Like a vodka drink, you're
saying? Yes, that look like Starbucks energy drinks. Mm. So we went to a Christmas party the other night. And somebody had heard the story on the radio, and they wrapped it up as a present, and they gave it to me. So,
all right, Five for Frank every day, brought to you by Greenville University, about an hour from St. a little less than an hour from St. Louis, greenville.edu. More information about this great institution.
All right, we'll take a break. Come right back after this.